646-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today's show here on this Friday, December 26, 2025 edition, day after Christmas 2025. Joining us on the line right now is Kevin Kievsky. He is a candidate for Attorney General for Michigan Republican Party next March 28th. Just about a week from now will be 2026, Kevin.
That's right. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, good, good. Hey, you put out a mid-December update that I saw that you posted on your Twitter X account and all your other social media as well. And I wanted you to share that information for folks who aren't following you on social media or don't even have social media accounts, some of our folks up in the UP. But I wanted you to kind of bring everybody up to speed as to what you've been doing heading into middle of December, your update.
Sure. Well, we've had a very, very busy December, certainly after the White House and being in D.C. We hit the road speaking with many delegates from across the state. I mean, for example, we had a very, very resounding reception for our campaign in Grand Rapids for the District 2 Ugly Sweater Party. I didn't have an ugly sweater, but we certainly connected with a lot of delegates who connected with our message. We also did a few things around Metro Detroit, including going to the old historic Redford Theater, beautiful building, and we watched It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart. We've been all around the state, and it's been great.
Well, it's funny because my wife went to graduated from Redford Union High School, so I know that area very well. But you, man, I always ask everybody this question. And I hope to God that you started, when you started the campaign, when you announced and you started going around the state, did you write down your mileage on your vehicle? How many miles have you put on your vehicle already?
Well, I have been recording that number, but I have not really added it up. But I can tell you what, my car I just got recently, about maybe a year and a half ago, and yeah. The mileage has been going up steadily. So I think the vast majority of that is because of traveling around the state. But I have to say, it's been a tremendous experience, and I want to trade the mileage for, you know, the time meeting and connecting with delegates.
Yeah, absolutely. I always joke. I tell people, yeah, when they tell you it's time for a new set of tires, you probably hit about 40,000-50,000 miles. So,
well, I will say this. Last time I went to get my oil changed at Midas down the street over here from me in Royal Oak, they said, it's about time for a new set of tires, and I kid you not, I got those tires a little bit more than a year ago. I'm like, really? Right now?
Right now.
and we have icy, you know, weather right now. We have, like, freezing rain down south at this current time, and yeah. I'm not going to be driving my car, because if they're saying I have to get new tires, well, I'm not going to risk it.
You don't want to be on the ice. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, one of the things I did want to talk to you about, and it was interesting because Governor Gretchen Whitmer actually signed a bill. I was shocked. Well, first of all, it was the fewest number of public acts that they have ever passed since the inception of our state. 1837, the first year we were opened as a state, they passed 90 bills and turned them into public acts. This year, they only ended up at 74. But one of them, Kevin, was a Republican-Democrat co-sponsored bipartisan bill to teach firearm safety in 6th through 12th grade in public schools. Of course, they can't use real guns and ammo, but they're going to teach them gun safety. That goes right along with your idea when you become attorney general that you want to become a state that acknowledges and implements constitutional carry. talk about your Second Amendment stance and what do you think about that new bill?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that when it comes to gun ownership, not only is that a privilege, but that's frankly a right that everyone has until or unless they commit a crime like a felony or something dangerous. And I think that when it comes to that particular right, people should have the requisite education to know how to safely handle firearms and, frankly, what the uses are. I would go one step further. I'm unaware if this particular new bill includes it, but we should actually have an education provided to our students about what the Second Amendment really means. Now, granted, we have Constitution Day in September every year, and we're supposed to teach about the Constitution. It should be more than just one day a year or one week a year. But I think that we have to teach our kids how to properly safely handle firearms, what the Second Amendment means, and what responsible gun ownership means as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Because number one, why know anything about guns if you don't understand the Second Amendment? I mean, that's basically where it all begins, right?
That's right. I mean, when it comes to the Second Amendment, in addition to our Michigan State Constitution, which has a more rigorous version of the Second Amendment, I would argue, we have, I would say, the ability to have constitutional carry. You don't need a CPL in order to, at least in my mind, as Attorney General in the near future, have to have a CPL in order to protect your family, your loved ones, your community. And with that being said, I think that needs to be rigorously enforced. And only the Attorney General, and I've been saying this a few different times on trail, only the AG can make that happen through an Attorney General opinion, as opposed to the, you know, legislature or the governor, where it's going to take them a long time. I can get to that on day one, and I'm going to hold true to my promise. On day one, we're going to start drafting that Attorney General opinion to enable a constitutional carry once and for all.
Now, just to go a little bit slower through that process, how does that actually technically work with Michigan laws and all these red flag laws and safe storage laws and all these things that the Democrats have already passed and the governor has signed into law? How would that process actually work? If you could take just a couple minutes and explain the process.
Sure. So first, as relates to the Attorney General opinion for your listeners, that is going to become essentially binding on everyone, including the governor. So we would tackle that CPL piece first. Then when it comes to these other particular laws or statutes, such as red flag laws or taking a look at any of the other laws associated with guns, that might require some type of modification from the legislature or actions in the court. So I can't tackle everything all at once, but when it comes to constitutional carry, that's going to be kind of the first step, and then we take the other steps. Like, for example, red flag laws, I believe, are absolutely ineffective, and the reason being because if we take a look at current data that was released not that long ago, only about 11% or thereabouts, I believe, of red flag law complaints that were filed actually result in any type of prosecution or any type of criminal action later on. You know what that means? That means they get it wrong like 89% or thereabouts of the time. That's sure. Not right. So I'm going to put an end to that inevitably, but first comes really just trying to tackle this whole notion of constitutional carry being allowed, which we should have, and then we're going to get to the red flag laws and other things later, because you have a right to protect your family, your friends, your community, and you shouldn't be stopped by the government because of, you know, frankly, inept procedures. And if people are concerned about red flag laws, which they should be, well, it's not like once those would be changed, we're not going to make sure that mentally ill people don't get guns. There are other things we can do that are lawful right now, like the probate code. We just have to enforce that. And if we do, we're going to keep our community safe.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you mentioned the U.S. Constitution, and everybody knows, you know, that the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. But you also mentioned the Michigan State Constitution amended in 1963, Article 1, Section 6. The definition synopsis, three words, says bearing of arms, quote, every person has a right to keep and bear arms for the defense of himself and the state, end quote, period. And I've had constitutional scholars, Professor Wagner and others, on my show, and they said, Randy, do you realize that the state of Michigan has the strongest, most clearly stated Second Amendment right in the entire country? Nobody else says it as succinctly as what Michigan does. Every person has the right to keep and bear arms for the defense of himself in the state, period. Short, there's no mention of militia, well-regulated, none of that garbage, like the Second Amendment in the U.S. Constitution. Kevin, it's clear as a bell here in Michigan.
Oh, it absolutely is, because you're reading Article 1, Section 6. It can't get more clear than that. I mean, lawyers love a short declarative sentence that means what it means, and what you just read is very clear. Every person has the right to keep and bear arms for the defense of themselves, or it's frankly taking a look at the state of Michigan. So that we shouldn't have to have a CPL law. We should just have, frankly, in our schools, what you noted before, clear and responsible education about what the Second Amendment means, what Article 1, Section 6 means, what, frankly, responsible gun ownership looks like, and then, you know, frankly, allow people to defend themselves. Guns don't kill people. Stupid people and malicious people kill people, and we have to tackle this mental health crisis, and that's something that has nothing to do with Article 1, Section 6. We just have to promote mental health, and we have to get back to protecting our citizens.
Well, the thing of it is, and I've had conversations with, I believe, very liberal people who've never even touched a gun, let alone shot one. And I tell them, you know, you can take a loaded gun with the safety off and you can set it on a table and that thing can sit there for 100 years and you know it will never fire. It will never fire itself. Well, that's not true. Yeah, it can even fall off the table and won't fire. And they're like, oh, no, that's definitely not true. And I said, you want me to show it to you? Because you got to pull that trigger. I mean, that's the bottom line. But, hey, Kevin, how do people learn about your campaign for Attorney General?
Sure. They could go to my website, which is kevinformi.com. So that's kevinformi.com. And looking forward to all the delegates supporting a true constitutional conservative for AG at the endorsement convention on March 28th.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, I got Officer Rick. He might want to talk to you about Second Amendment and your thoughts. And he's down there in the Genesee of Livingston County area. So I'll put you two in touch. Kevin, thanks so much for coming on, buddy.
Thank you very much. Have a great day. Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back. Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com.
Follow my journey with Missy and see that I drop 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the last segment here on this Friday, December 26th. I got a text message from Officer Rick Nieper, and he makes a very good point, and I'm texting it, Rick, right now to Kevin Kievsky, because the thing of it is, you're absolutely right, and I'm going to read it to you guys right now. I want to make sure I get his name spelled correctly and send this out here right now to Kevin. Okay, just went through from Officer Rick Nieper talking about Kevin Kievsky, our conversation just now. I would like for Kevin to show me in the Constitution, whether the U.S. Constitution or the state of Michigan's Constitution, exactly where a felony conviction removes or cancels out your Second Amendment rights. If you are so dangerous that you cannot be trusted with a firearm, you should not be free out on the streets. Good, good point, Rick. So I sent this to Kevin for him to consider, to look at, and maybe we can talk about it next Friday, because he'll be with us every Friday up until the convention on March 28th. Because one of the things that people don't understand, for example, that man-made law, Rick, that you just questioned him on, it was a man-made law that said felons can't own a gun. It's not in the Constitution. It's not in the U.S. Constitution. It's not in the Michigan State Constitution. It's all these man-made laws that are stacked on top of one another. In my opinion, all violate both our U.S. Constitution and our state of Michigan Constitution. I mean, it doesn't get any more clear at all than what I read on the radio with Kevin. Per the Michigan State Constitution, was amended in 1963, but this particular Article 1, Section 6, bearing of arms, period. Folks, this is on the first page of Michigan State Constitution. If you don't have one, get it from your state rep. They all have them. Ask them for a copy of Michigan's State Constitution. When I taught the Roberts Rules of Order class and taught the Michigan State Constitution, I had these pocket constitutions for you guys. quote, Article 1, Section 6, bearing of arms, quote, every person has a right to keep and bear arms for the defense of himself and the state, period, end quote. It's right there on page 1, right below the preamble of the Michigan State Constitution. And folks, this was in our original state constitution back in 1837. When it was amended in 1963, 126 years later, they didn't change it. They left that Article 1, Section 6, exactly the way it was originally drafted by our founding fathers of our state of Michigan. And the other component to this, look at all the laws the Democrats rammed through when they had the trifecta. 2023, 2024. Red flag laws, safe storage laws, all the things that they put into place. Well, guess what? They didn't change our Constitution. These are public acts. And as we well know, because of what they did to right to work, which was a public act, it was a law, was passed in the House, passed in the Senate, we became the 24th right to work state. What did the Democrats do the first thing they got in control of the House, the Senate, and the governor's office? They repealed right to work. So guess what? Next year's election, if your Second Amendment rights are important to you and to your friends, especially you hunters, you need to get out and vote for a Republican state rep, Republican state senator, and a Republican governor. Because what the Democrats did, the Republicans can undo. Statutorily can be repealed. Now, we don't actually repeal laws in Michigan. We pass another statute over top of it and amend the previous statute. We can undo all of it. Because number one, it's being used, in my opinion, as a weapon. We've had people tell us that they've had firearms removed without a hearing. And in their opinion, without just cause. An ex-wife, a neighbor, something that somebody said on Facebook or Twitter, social media, whatever. Well, this person deemed it to be a threat. And they were fearful of their lives. And they filed a complaint with the police, and it turned into a judge order, and they went and got the guns. Well, elections have consequences, and laws can be undone. You don't have it in the Constitution, it can be changed. That's it for this show for this week. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you on Monday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing, not too far off.